In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and welcome to day 10 of Lent. It is Saturday, and we are officially a quarter of the way through our journey together, a quarter of the way to Easter. And, you know, honestly, my prayer is that you've been able to approach this season maybe a bit differently than you have in past years. And I pray that it's been fruitful, that you are preparing your heart and your mind for Easter that is coming, the high point of the church calendar, but still a bit of a long way off. So anyway, good to have you with us. Glad you are joining us and that you have finished our first full week together, our end of our second, kind of our second week. And we're going to begin. We're going to jump right into today's material. So we are looking at this. The word of the day is words. And that's a bit kind of meta to think about. The word of the day is words. But it comes from Matthew 12, verse 36 that says this. It says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give account for every careless word you utter. So let's spend a moment meditating on words and that particular scripture, and then we'll jump in. Once again, our scripture comes from Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word you utter. I mean, we live in a world of noise. I mean, constant chatter and input, and opinions and thoughts. I mean, for most of us, it's difficult to find time in our day where we don't have some sort of noise. Again, whether that is actual sound vibrating on our ears or headlines and posts and media that we are consuming. You know, in 2009, the New York Times found, or they reported that it's estimated that a typical human consumes 34 gigabytes of data a day. I mean, that is, within that is well over 100,000 words per day that we all encounter. And that's in 2009. I mean, we are constantly flooded with words and noise. You know, I think the result of this is that our words daily are cheapened and diminished. I mean, we, in some ways, are so flippantly approach words and language. We don't think often about the impact they have, the depth and the complexity in which they convey. I mean, but at the same time, contrast this with the way that the scriptures speak about the importance of our words. You know, our words carry a sort of spiritual power. You know, certainly we're not as powerful as God's words, but we shouldn't forget that Genesis tells us that God spoke the world into being. I mean, that is deeply formative for our view of words and language. I mean, put simply, words create worlds. I mean, words have power. They wound and they heal. They can break down, but they can build up. They can discourage as well as encourage. And Jesus places eternal value on them. I mean, he says we will be judged by every careless word we have uttered. I mean, words are always more than just words. You know, because of this profound nature of words, we as followers of Jesus, I think we have to be first to take seriously this importance. I mean, I think we shouldn't dare underestimate the damage that can be done from our words. I mean, they can tarnish confidence and reputations and spread rumors, split families, divide communities, spark wars. I mean, in some ways, the old children's rhyme, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. I frankly think it's a bold-faced lie. You know, in the same way that words can damage, the opposite is also true, that words have this incredible potency to build others up. Words of love and appreciation have the potential to bring blessing and life. I mean, they can make God's love real for the recipients of those words. They offer life-giving truths to those around us. You know, in Jesus' teaching here, this particular verse is housed within a much larger teaching where Jesus is talking about the recognition of fruit from a healthy tree or from a bad tree. And so I want to read this. It's Matthew 12, 33 through 36. It says this, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Church, I think it would bid us well to pay attention to the manner in which we speak, the manner in which we post, the manner in which we type, the manner in which we communicate. Because all of it, Jesus teaches, is symptomatic of what is going on internally within us. If we are spewing hatred constantly, or cynicism, pessimism, or seeing the worst in others and communicating that, dare I say that our tree has gone a bit bad. It reveals our character, reveals the very disposition and the type of tree that we are. And so may we learn to do the deep work of becoming a healthy tree, of doing the internal work, attending to our soul, our own wounds, so that we can produce life-giving fruit for those around us. So for our prayer today, I just want to do a subtle examine, a prayer of examine about the words we've used in the past. Let's just call it a day. And as we look back on the words we've used, I wonder if we can prayerfully consider the condition of our tree. So take a moment, take a deep breath. Maybe begin to pay attention to the cadence of your breath. As you center your heart, just invite the Holy Spirit here. Now I want you to look back, and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to just think about the past 24 hours. And as you review that past day, I want you to pay particular attention to the words that you've used. I encourage you not to think too hard. Often in these prayer of examines, so many things rise to the surface so quickly. Those are what the Holy Spirit's highlighting. As these encounters and these moments of your day rise to the surface, what kind of words do you notice you're using? Are they words that bless and give life? Are they words that chip away, tear down, cause more death than life? Now, holding those encounters and those reflections before the Holy Spirit, I invite you to ask the Spirit, what does this say about the condition of your tree? What does this say about who you are at your innermost? Spend a moment there. As we close, I just want to invite you to take that next step with God. Maybe it's seeking forgiveness, reconciliation, maybe courage to continue to speak life. Spend a moment thanking God for His forgiveness and His grace and His presence today. Amen. Well, let me leave you, church, with our practice for today. And the practice is that you would make today a Lenten blessing day. Go today, and I want you to consciously use your words in ways that heal and build up and encourage others. And I want you to seek to do that in as many conversations as you can today. Find ways to bless others and to speak truth and life and love into the world. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see ya.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.